beat me to it. I was going to do something really clever there. I'm going to play Vulture birthday song. It's Vulture's birthday today.
Thank you very much.
Happy birthday, Vulture. Welcome to the Naked Football Show. As I said, we have the Vulture in the studio today.
Evening, punters. I'm 36, you know. I'm not old.
Vulture's 36. Happy birthday, Vulture, again. Yeah. Phil Pritchard is also in the studio today.
I'm not 36, but
and
it
Phil
is old.
Pritchard is 136. Phil Ham is 6. I'm 4,000 years old. Right, we look forward to last night's game. We'll look at last night's game.
I predict it'll be 1-1.
Yeah, I think it could be a 1-1 draw.
4,000 years old, you're time travelling.
I have. Yeah, but time's very strange if you look at this sort of thing. It bends in space. Wormholes to you. Anyway.
Saddle shaped.
Yeah. It is.
That's the universe, isn't it?
No, it's sort of like a ball in the middle of a trampoline or something.
Yeah.
So I've been told in my drug addled days. We'll look at Town's dwindling playoff hopes, and Phil P may give us the lowdown on Jay Reason's progress at Cambridge, as he's seen him a couple of times, haven't you?
Yes, mate. He's very well, he's doing too.
So all that and anything else you'd like to bring up. So usual studio at icrfm.co.uk if you want to email, or drop us a text on 07797800712. So I presume everyone went to the game last night, so whoever wants to start, go ahead.
Pasties are a disgrace.
Yeah.
I just knew Phil was going to open up with the pasties.
Well, we might as well start at the beginning.
Get it over with.
I got him late from work, didn't have time for any tea, so I thought I'd grab myself a tasty morsel from the ground. Couldn't find any of those, so I thought I'd go for a pasty. £3, the lady says, and I laughed. And she said, no, really, £3. And I thought, no, they're not. And she said, yes, they are. And I said, I'm not paying that, and walked off. And that ruined my evening. But to make up for it, in Legends after the game, they were given their pretty wholesome, proper pastry, chunky meat pies away for free. So
right.
that was rather nice.
Excellent.
So you kind of sellotape your season ticket back together.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. So instead of having a rubbish pasty for £3, I had a very, very nice pie for free. So
£3 is a lot for a pasty.
You could get a decent baker's and pay half that and get a really good one. And
mind you, the football wasn't that bad, really, was it? It's not that bad that we have to open up.
Did the football make up for the pasty?
Eventually. Only after I'd stopped swearing at the referee.
Right.
Oh, that referee. Well, what I thought
it took
about
you half
referee.
A game to get over the pasty.
Longer than that.
Really? Right.
We're well into the second half.
So, all right, so what did we make of the game once, you know, all pasties aside?
A much improved home performance by the Town. And
well, that wasn't hard, given what had gone before.
Obviously, yeah, there goes without saying. But no, I was impressed. Nice to see the fans getting behind the team.
Yeah.
Which was what Mr. McGilton wanted us to do.
Yeah.
No bed sheets on display.
In these troubled times, you have to get behind the team.
I thought we were good. I mean, obviously better than the Southampton game, which was a shocker. But I thought we were good, but I still thought we were a little bit sloppy at times. Certainly at the back, Campo goes into enigmatic mode every time he gets the ball. He gets the balls and think, right, I should just stand here for a minute, look cool the other way. Better pass it. Oh dear, here comes an attacker to take it off me. And the goal was a bit disappointing. It went from us having a shot well saved by a very big man in goal to them breaking, running through a couple of tackles on mid. In the middle, one of which was De Santos. Then Campo and Thatcher between them didn't put much of a challenge in, and before we knew it, the ball was in the back of the net, and Richard Wright was going,
Hang on, we were attacking a moment ago.
Weren't we about to score? Not
well, we should have been two up. I mean, having Dos Santos missed a fantastic chance. I mean, obviously,
Mexican flair.
He got himself there with his. I mean, he has got incredible pace, hasn't he? Really?
Yeah.
We perhaps could run a book on who might win a race between Danny Haynes and Giovanni Dos Santos. You know, it'd be a fairly close run thing, really, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Depends who had a ball at the feet or not.
It was unfortunate that, you know, he just tried to do that kind of chipping the goalkeeper thing, whereas a good solid belt would have done it. But then Chiavelli did the same. It was in a similar sort of position, and he did go for the kind of belting type.
Sliced it into the stand.
The keeper saved it.
I'm thinking of the other one, sorry.
Brian Jensen, the
beast.
The pie man. That's where all your pies went, mate.
That's true. Do you think it's market forces that he's kind of eaten them all and forced the price up? I was trying to work in my geo-economics joke there about geo and being able to afford.
Oh, I see what you're doing there. Very clever.
Very poor, actually.
Very clever.
After we conceded the goal, I thought we fell away very badly, I thought.
Yeah, I mean, I think we fell into the trap Reading did on Saturday. I didn't go to the game, but from all accounts, they had us under a lot of pressure the opening 15-20 minutes of the game. Didn't get anywhere, and kind of ran out of ideas pretty quickly, and I thought we were going to fall into that trap. But just as well, just as I thought that, we started to rally again. Then half time came, and second half we gained the momentum again.
I mean, Gio Vani dos Santos. I mean, I thought 15 minutes, fantastic. Then they kind of put Graham Alexander, sort of detailed him to watch him whenever we had the ball. And then I didn't think I saw very much of him until he scored his goal. Really,
Well, we made the point that we tried to accommodate him in the side. Obviously, last night, I mean, given the calibre and the pedigree that he's got, you're going to try and include him in the side. Whether playing him at the front of a diamond midfield was the right thing to do or not, I guess probably not. Having seen what happened, because poor old Tommy Miller got overran trying to run the rest of the midfield. David Norris came in to try and help, that left us short on the right.
Chiavelli
came in to
narrow,
try and help,
didn't we,
Chiavelli came in, which meant Fracture was doing a lot of up and down, which isn't really his game. He's very solid defensively. I like him defensively, but I think it's fair to say he's got his limitations going forward.
He's not
forward.
The most attacking,
whereas David Wright, in fairness, can do it, so you can see the logic there. But once Gio moved out to the right, once he got on the ball, he had the space, which he wasn't getting in the middle, and that's where the goal came from. But the problem was, we were bypassing him a bit too much, and he wasn't getting the service, and we weren't getting the ball to him as much. When he did get it, he looked very dangerous, and that's how the goal came. An excellent
ran at defenders with
pace, he's not going to finish. And lo and behold, he did. He drilled it proper into the ball.
It's true. It was one of those goals, and you thought, he's not going to get it. He's not going to get it. Oh, he has. You know, and I thought one of the things about getting him into the game. Because I don't think that we got him into the game as much as we should have done. I think the same thing was true of Chiavelli when the first couple of games as well. He was sort of standing there, sort of, you know, you're going to pass to me, sort of thing, out on the left. But I think we lacked a bit of quality in the centre of midfield, really, until Garvan came on, really, and Pablo. And started to bring him into the game more. I mean, it's not really a surprise when you've got Norris and Miller as the central midfield, because they're kind of water carriers I think perhaps the weekend, perhaps we look at, because I think that Dos Santos will probably play on the left, given that
Chiavelli's,
I suspect we're probably not going to see Chiavelli this side of Christmas again.
Is there any news on what he's done?
Not since
I saw a few whispers today of what various rumour mongers were saying, and it was a very strange injury, because he was chasing the guy and he went down, and I thought as the right guy was running, his heel might have just nicked him and he had broken a fingernail or something.
I think it was one of those studs caught in the turf ones, wasn't it?
A bit like it, didn't it?
But then the way he was down there and the way he went off, you thought, oh, no, that looks pretty serious.
Knee ligament of some variety.
The prognosis of not this side of Christmas is a terrible shame for him. He's a young lad come over from the
and
other
he looked,
side of the
he
world.
Looked a business
and
as well.
Yeah, I was, every game I saw him play, I was liking him more and more. And that's a crawl over him.
It is.
Well, I mean, the old oxygen mask coming out on the stretcher tractor was all
so
adding
I can't
up.
Stop laughing at that
stretcher tractor. I did read a Burnley report on the game today, and they said only Ipswich could a player go off on a tractor. It's cult hero stretcher tractor. I think
one of ours.
We know fans of not many of the players have particularly impressed this season, but you know everyone's kind of in love with stretcher tractor now.
Should that be player of the season?
Well, we're thinking of doing a T-shirt, so you know.
You can do one with his thumbs up on the stretcher, couldn't you? That was quite a moving thing, wasn't it?
Thumbs up on the stretcher.
As he went off the pitch, he went, I can't do it, really. It's on the radio, no one can see, but yeah.
That's a proper footballer.
He stuck his arm up in the air and went like
that. I'm all right, apart from the serious knee injury. I'll be back in 2 years.
Well, Pabs and Lee has just asked the question which we've just tried to answer and failed. Any news on Chiavelli's injury?
Well, a friend of mine spoke to someone in the medical department last night, and he, you know, said pretty much what
he said, it's hurt.
What we
he
think.
Said, you know, he's got a sore knee. No, he said he's it looks very much like a knee ligament problem, and it'll be, you know, up to a year or whatever. There'll be, I think, in these circumstances, the swelling tends to mean they can't assess quickly what the extent of the damage is. So it might be a day or so before we know. Of course, the other thing is Jordan Rose picked up an injury last night.
He did,
ankle injury, and he's going to be out for a month probably.
We've suddenly got an injury crisis.
We have, haven't we?
Yeah,
we've got an
injury crisis. The Norwich game, excellent.
Yeah, that would have been a shame. The same email from Pabs and Lee. Shame we could not sign Dos Santos in January. We may be in the playoffs by now.
I think the understanding of, someone mentioned to me last night was that it was Spurs approached us about Dos Santos.
I think Jim Magilton has said as much. Has as he well said in the programme? Yeah.
So all these kind of claims that we went after...
That
after
John Gorman made a phone call.
Darren Bent.
And they sent Giovanni Dos Santos and stuff.
And the injured Jermaine Defoe, I think, was absolute nonsense. Huh? Yeah. And it makes sense that Spurs went to us because they sent Adel Tarabt to QPR on loan the same day. Yeah. Chris Gunter went... I can't remember where.
He's gone to...
Somewhere or other.
He's gone somewhere in the
city. Cardiff? Could be, anyway. We came from Cardiff originally, didn't he? But, it just makes sense that they were kind of looking at their players who are around 19 years old, which they all are about that age, and probably going to make their mark in the next couple of years, and sent them off to Championship clubs. So it wasn't surprised me at all. And, of course, the goalkeeper we brought in is another John Gorman.
Yes, Southampton
because he was at Southampton. Yeah.
Bartosz Wielkowski.
Do you speak Polish?
No, not a lot.
Not a lot?
No.
No.
Well, after your Szumlikowski efforts last transfer window, it's very apt that you're here tonight.
Well, yeah.
Bielkowski, isn't it?
Bielkowski, yeah. Biała is the Polish for white.
Is it?
Yes. So it's Mr. Then. White, basically, yeah.
Bartosz, does that mean anything?
Bartosz probably means Bartosz. Probably Polish for Bertie.
It's literally Bartosz.
Yeah, any Polish people who wish to comment on my complete lack of ability in the language, please feel free. But
there's a regular poster on the message board who's Polish, Bartosz. I'm sending round.
It's harder to pronounce than a royal supple, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah.
Right, here's a question I'm not sure anyone will be able to answer.
Bartolarowski when he's claiming the ball.
He'll have to make the shout when the guy's running up to take the corner.
Bielkowski.
This is a very complex question. This is from Crazy. I think Phil might have to answer this one. Why don't they sell burgers in the North Stand? Surely that staple footy grub.
I think they do.
Do they?
I don't know.
I don't remember seeing any.
I don't think they do burgers.
I had a hot dog at the last game, and that was lukewarm at best. That's why I didn't go for the hot dog option last night.
The catering just isn't good enough, and
don't
it has to go.
Started again, Crazy.
Caterer's out.
For the catering manager's head.
I am.
You're along with a big bed sheet.
Yeah, I'm going to be.
Catering manager out.
I am
as
now
long
officially.
You put DVD on there as well.
I am now officially a catering manager outer.
Well, there
you're
going
to have to put a poll on the thing, aren't you? You're going to have to put a poll on the.
Type thing. Yeah.
Put a poll on those were the days and. See what they think.
Start your own
what
campaign.
Food they want.
Start my own count. Oh, by the way, incidentally, this doesn't mean I could do a better job. I'll probably do a worse job. I'm just, we'd like to get perhaps some premiership. Is there a caterer out there with premiership experience that
What's
is looking for a job?
Loan?
Well, coming on loan.
Delia.
Yeah. Not Delia. Crikey. She'd end up serving roast porcupine or something like that, wouldn't she? Well,
right, one from
a buffet, food on a stick.
There's a porcupine related joke about Norwich there, but I think it's not post watershed, is it? I think you can work that one out,
can't you? Really?
Right, come on.
Yeah.
Well done. Have you just?
That was me. Sorry, yeah. I'm having a birthday strop. Sorry.
Talking of polls, this is from Graham Poll. Apparently, shocking how he didn't book. The ref didn't book the number 3 for Burnley last night when bringing Dos Santos down just outside the box. I thought he might book him. Actually.
He was unduly lenient. I thought
he was.
I actually thought overall he had a good game. Actually,
I thought he played well. I thought he was terrible.
Yeah.
I'm outvoted.
Were you a Burnley supporter?
Right, I'm off.
David Blunkett could have refereed the game better.
But how wasn't a booking. It was the most blatant. He's about to go into the area. I'll pull him back and take a booking.
It was the most professional.
Did he
professional of fouls, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
Given that he'd scored a goal from a very similar situation earlier on, I think he had to be booked. And there was another incident in the first half, and I can't remember who it was. David Norris was absolutely clattered after the ball had gone.
Yeah.
And then a couple of seconds later, someone else got clattered, and you thought he was going to come back and book one of them. But he has got a reputation, Rob Shoebridge. I think we should put a name on him. That he is quite sort of lenient, almost an old style referee in a way, and he lets stuff go. But I think he lets too much go in a way.
Yeah.
I wish Dos Santos hadn't let that ball go in the 6-yard box just after we'd taken the lead. Because I'd
quit on him.
No, after we equalised, sorry.
Can I say, I'd rewrite my match report. Yeah.
No, because I'd have quit on 2-1 and Dos Santos to get the last goal.
Did you really?
And 30-1, that would have been 10 pasties.
Well, there you go. So, yeah. Well, it's probably saved you a great deal of cholesterol. So there you go.
and pasty related heartache financially in these troubled times.
And disappointment in their taste as well.
Anything else?
So two heart problems solved there. Jamie Cottage, who has pretty much given up on the season, bless him. Season's good as over, so I've turned my attention to next year. Assuming all loanees return to their clubs, what players do we need? Let's assess. Oh. Okay, boys and girls. Richard Wright, a fine goalkeeper, no problems.
Yep.
We all agree
there.
Yeah. David Wright is great at right back, as is McCauley in the middle. He needs a partner, though. Campo is old, slow, and fancies himself too much. I think he brings a bit of style and je ne sais quoi to the performance.
I think that's right. I think Richard Wright, I mean, David Wright, obviously, right back. I don't think it's much question. He's been the best right back season. But I think we need cover, and I think that was what this proposed Watford swap deal that Jim with Watford were talking about with Schumi going off there. And I would very much guess from what Jim said about how last week we had a slight injury crisis with that was why he was looking at a swap.
Yeah.
That it was a right back because of David Wright having, I can't believe he did something last week, didn't he? He had a calf problem. Ankle. He needed stitches in his ankle. I would guess it was that Adrian Mariappa who we've watched several times and possibly could come in the summer because he's out of contract at the end of the season. So I think we need cover in that area. Volts will probably go back. McCauley and also Mariappa play centre half. So
there's cover there.
So think if Bruce goes, which I would guess he probably will.
Yeah.
Depending on who the manager is.
I think he is on his way.
I think he's on his way. So we've got a centre half. So that would leave us with McCauley, Mariappa, or someone else. Balkestein.
Caseman.
Tommy Smith. I think Caseman will go.
Tommy Smith's one for the future. I'd like to see more
Jack
of him.
Jack Ainsley will be there, but he's again one for the future. So do you perhaps another centre half to come in?
Yeah.
Another seniorish.
I've liked Pim actually. Every time I've seen him, the Southampton game apart, I think he's been very solid. But as is anyone, he's susceptible to injuries and he needs a bit of cover. Campo, am I right in saying we've got an option for another year?
Yeah, option for another year.
So I think it's certainly worth renewing. Assuming we stay in this division, it's worth renewing as a squad player and also for someone the rest of the players can learn off. I mean, he's been there and done it, and the likes of Jordan Rhodes and even Chiavelli and people like him who are sort of late teens, early 20s, what they can learn off of someone like Campo is immeasurable.
So come on, carry on your...
Right, so you've pretty much covered the middle, the back line.
The left, of course, we've got Thatcher.
Thatcher is awful, shocking distribution. Anyone who saw him at QPR will know how bad he is, even Harding's better.
Harsh on Thatcher at QPR because I thought Chiavelli probably had his worst game at QPR and didn't give him any defensive cover at all.
I never thought I'd say this. Thatcher in.
Yeah, who was right midfield for
Routledge?
Yes, and he didn't give anyone a run around. And I think Thatcher's been solid enough. He's, as we've said earlier, he's got his limitations going forward. But as a defender, he's been pretty solid, I'd have said, against the majority of the sides we've come up against. And again, assuming we stay in this division, I'd be quite happy with him there for another season.
Possibly cover, though, I think. Because it just means David Wright moving to left back as soon as
definitely
Thatcher's
covering.
Injured,
he's very much restricted when David Wright has to go from one side to the other. He's not half a player. He does a job, but no more. Whereas at right back, he can really sort of.
I was trying to think. There was a young left back we were linked with earlier in the season. I can't remember. It would be sort of someone 21, 22, I reckon, from a lower division club who's done quite well somewhere. That would be an ideal left back.
Stockport. Fella,
it could be Jack McNulty, but I think he signed for Brighton, didn't he, in the end? But I think he's more of a centre half anyway, but I can't really remember. But next.
Right, we've now moved into the midfield at last. I don't think we need
hours.
I know. I don't think we need to sign any more midfielders. I think we probably all agree there. My personal pick.
I disagree, actually.
Well, okay, we'll come to that. Personal pick would be Walters, Norris, Schumi, and Garvin. Happy to let Miller go as he's well off the pace and can't keep up with play. I think he's missed out Chiavelli there as well. I'd keep Chiavelli as well.
Keep Chiavelli, providing he's still got two knees.
Effectively, he's out of the equation now, isn't he?
He is at the moment.
Well, that's true.
6 to 9 months.
But that does give us the point that we need a left-sided midfielder.
another one.
So what was your point there, Phil? What do you like to say?
Well, I think, one, we'll need a left-sided midfielder. I mean, there's also players going, presumably. I mean, Miller, I don't know. Miller, I think he's done all right, but... I mean, of course, everything depends on whether the manager's going to be the same, really.
Yes, it does.
I mean, left midfield at the moment, Chiavelli, we can probably think he's going to miss summer next season.
Yeah.
So I think we probably should bring in a left midfielder.
Or even if it's someone on loan, a youngster on a 6 month season from the Premier League.
Well,
that's
true.
DeSantos, maybe not him, because I think we've fallen on our feet there.
A Scott Sinclair type.
A young player who needs a bit of first team experience to toughen him up and so on. Much the same as we do with our youngsters, send them out on loan, whether it's a 6 months or a season long loan, until Chiavelli's up and running and fully fit again, I think. that might be the solution there.
So central midfield, we've got, what do we say, Quinn, Norris, Miller,
Garvin,
Szymulkowski, Trotter. Some of them are going to have to go, aren't they, really? I mean it'll be harsh, but I can't really see Trotter playing an awful lot next season, can you?
No. Again, it comes back to this thing, who's the manager going to be?
Who's the manager?
I mean, there's half a dozen probably in there, and depending on whose manager come start of pre-season, I guess depends how that's going to look.
Shumi may well go, of course.
Yeah, but then a new manager comes in.
I know.
You honestly don't know. Walters has been very inconsistent this season. He's been he's had injuries. He's been played out of position. He's been up front. He's been left midfield. He's been right midfield. Whereas last season, we know his best position was right midfield, and that was where he scored lots of goals and played really well. This year, because he's been a victim of his own success, and I think we've expected too much of him in all these other positions, rather than Jim putting him in one position and just letting him settle and carry on doing well at right midfield.
So we're undecided, but
well, I think we've got enough options in midfield.
We'll come on to Jay Rees, actually. He's another one who I think, you know, has basically been told he's going at the end of the season. Yeah. I think him.
But he's been outstanding. I've seen him two or three times with Cambridge, obviously with my family Cambridge connections. They're second in the league. Jay Rees and I think Cambridge are 11 unbeaten now, and Jay Reason's played in the last nine of those since he's gone there. He's played every game, and the fans love him. They think they can't believe that they've been so fortunate to get him. They can't understand why we're not running away at the top of the league if that's the kind of player we can afford to send out on loan.
This highlights to me something that I've been a bit concerned about this season, and that is a team like ours, which has been famous for producing its youth players for years and years and years, all of a sudden this season players like Jay Reason, he's probably as good an example as anyone. Yeah. People like Trotters and going back a bit, Billy Clarks, etc. Jordan Rhodes, not getting their chance.
But I think that's a wider piece in football these days. It seems even more so, the pressure's on instant success, and you can't afford to take a risk on blooding the youngsters and giving them a run in the side in case they blow hot and cold and you might suffer results-wise because of it.
Which is a bit of a shame, I think.
It's difficult. A manager's job is primarily to get a team promoted in this division. It's not to kind of bring through loads of kids.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's difficult for a manager, particularly in the situation that Jim has been in, where he's got an inconsistent side.
And he's got money to spend as well.
And he's got a lot of money and pressure all the time to succeed. I mean, people would have been less harsh on him had the likes of Trotter, Rhodes, maybe Reason, perhaps Kurt Robinson, been given a bit more of a chance this year. But there you go.
But I think also as well, the Reserves League, or lack of quality of the Reserves League for Ipswich, hasn't helped us either. Because what we end up having to do is send your Reasons and your Rhodes out on loan, which means obviously they're committed to playing on loan for Cambridge and for Brentford and whoever else. Whereas if we were in a strong Reserve League, if Jordan Rhodes is scoring a hat-trick every single week in the reserves and it's against good quality opposition, that's going to send more of a message out than scoring a double hat-trick every week against the Dog and Duck.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. I mean, I can remember Jonas Axeldal, of all people, he came into the club as a bit of a kind of trialist and he did quite well, didn't he?
Yeah.
And then he kind of did so well in the reserves, he got himself in the first team. Yeah. It didn't really work out particularly well, but he did win his place in the team.
By playing in the reserves. You don't see that so much these days.
So Reason is playing in what sort of role for Cambridge?
He's playing in alongside the captain, Paul Carden, and they're basically the midfield engine room, I guess it is. And,
so is he more a holding role?
No, Carden's more the ball winner in the holding role, although he does get forward as well. But Reason's been kind of the link between the midfield and the attack. Although that said, he's certainly not scared to put a challenge in. He was putting in some pretty meaty ones on his debut.
He's got a bit of strength to him, isn't he?
Yeah, and he can win the ball and he can play it either out wide to the wide players or up front. And he's looked a class act from what I've seen and heard, and he scored a last minute winner on last Tuesday night against Mansfield.
But so, mobility, I mean, I think it's always been something that people have said about him because he's a bit of a chunky fella, isn't he?
Yeah, I think that was from what I've heard. I can't remember who it might have been. You that said it, Phil?
Someone
said. I think McGilton's concern was he didn't have the stamina and the fitness to be a box to box player at the championship level.
It probably wasn't me, but I'd probably agree with that.
Yeah, I can't remember. Someone said that to me. It might be my source at Cambridge actually thinking about it, but but no, he's gone to the level of Cambridge and he's done really well. I think the Cambridge fans would love to sign him on a permanent deal in the summer, whether they get promoted or not. But they've kind of resigned to the fact they're not going to, because he's done so well. League One or Two side are going to come in and he'll go there
because he's only 19, like the same age as Rhodes. So Interesting. I'm interested to put it to the club, see whether they've been impressed enough to maybe kind of think again about him.
But he's very good on Championship Manager as well.
Is he really? Yeah. Well, there you go. Anything else on
within reason.
Hey!
Right, we're still on this tome from Janie Cottage. Up front, Steadon Kinago are fine picks, but as has been said 100 times, we need a prolific striker. A £600,000 Lisby is not the answer.
Well, I like Stead, to be honest. I mean, everyone... Well, say everyone. There's a portion of knocking. The same as they did with Alan Lee, who, let's face it, was old, slow crap, but somehow scored goals. Whereas John Stead, he reminds me a bit of Alan Armstrong in that he tries hard. He's not always in the right place at the right time. He doesn't always finish when he should.
But he's our top scorer.
He's our top goal scorer. If you look at his goal per game ratio and extrapolate that across, across the season, it's your 20 goal amount.
20 years striker.
Yeah. I think actually we were talking about this the other day with someone that's saying that in a previous era, players, I mean, at the moment what happens is you have John Stead come and he scores a goal. We'll have two matches where he doesn't score a goal and then he's out for three or four more games because Lisby and Kinago will come in or Walsh will be pushed up front. In the David Johnson era, for example,
they wouldn't, because there
wouldn't be another option to come in. So perhaps these strikers, you know, are looking less prolific because they're getting kind of shifted in and out all the time. But he's done all right. I still don't think that he's going to score 20 goal a season striker.
Yeah.
What you mean is someone who potentially could score you that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I tend to agree with the emailer that someone scoring, a really prolific scorer is the kind of thing we miss up front. Because last night, again, what was our main failing? Didn't score, did we?
No, we had three very good chances to take them.
Rattle through. We've got about a minute left. Joe, are we agreed that Stead's goal against Reading is the current goal of the season? I think so.
He's threatened that a couple of times.
He has threatened to do it.
Made a good save against Plymouth, Blackpool, someone like that.
He's
tried that a couple of times.
From Crazy again, is the loan of Dos Santos just a cruel taster of what we'll never have, like your neighbour pulling up in a Lamborghini?
Possibly.
There's an analogy for you. It is a bit sad. It'd be good to keep someone like that in the side, wouldn't it?
Yeah, season long lane for him next year.
Happy days. You don't know. He might get promoted. Marcus Evans splashed the cash, and you know that could be the kind of thing we get.
I think he's going to go on to far bigger and better things.
Is that possible?
Next. Well, that's pretty much it. Well, one from James Cummings. Do the panel think we have exactly the sort of games we want coming up, bearing in mind we're making a last desperate late run for the playoffs, i.e. what he's saying is we've got really, really hard games coming up.
We're playing the teams that we need to be, and we're pretty much in form,
and so it could happen, basically.
Yeah, I think, you know, Sheffield United in a couple of weeks, and that's ideal, isn't it? Do we think any chance playoffs?
I don't think so. I think away form obviously has been brilliant. Home form not so. And we're going to end up regretting all these draws against your Blackpools, your Sheffield Wednesdays, your Plymouths, your all those defeats.
Charlton.
Yeah, the defeats to Preston, to Cardiff, to
Birmingham. No consistency. Okay, I say this with a heavy heart, but I think Jimmy Jilton's more likely to become the first Iraqi woman on the moon.
Well, and on that
bombshell. And on that shocker. Thank you to Phil. Thank you to the other Phil. Thanks to the Vulture. We'll leave you with a song that the Vulture suggests in honour of our bad home form. So till next week, have a good one, everyone. Take care. Bye-bye.
It really doesn't matter if the train is on its fine. Just as long as you've got time to be L.A.Y. Play away, play away.